Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Almost 20 to 9, Des Cahill is here with the sports news and the end of the European road for Irish clubs for this year.
Yeah, but it was a happy ending in a way. They're not going through to the next round, but Shamrock Rovers will be pleased with their victory last night, their first win in the Conference League. They beat the Maltese champions Hamrun Spartans 3-1 with goals from Graham Burke, Danny Grant and John McGovern. Now, Graham Burke moved level with David McMillan as the League of Ireland's record scorer in Europe with his 14th goal.
Yeah, it's obviously special. A couple of weeks back, I heard Dave was the top goal scorer in European competitions for the league. So, it's nice to be equal with him.
From the penalty spot, and it was a goal that you helped set up in a way.
Yeah, I think I played in Dylan Takeishon. Obviously, Dylan's handball and that. So, it was obviously gave us a good start in the game to get the penalty. And lucky enough, I was able to score, yeah.
Danny Grant got the second, but again, you were heavily involved in that, keeping the ball alive.
Yeah, obviously, keeper saves it. Obviously, looks like it's going out of play, but I obviously gamble on it. Obviously, stays in. I put it back across the goal, and Danny's there for a tap-in.
It was a thrilling game, actually. It was such an open game. I mean, you know, you've got three in the end, but it could have been so many more.
Yeah, obviously, we knew. Obviously, they played a high line. We knew if we got in behind, the space would be there for goals and things like that. We obviously didn't take opportunities that have obviously came for us, but you know, I think the goalkeeper for them played extremely well, and on another night you'd probably end up scoring 5 or 6.
Good to get the win in the end, because you kind of left a few points behind you in this campaign.
Yeah, we obviously last week thought that we left the points behind going 1-0 up and then conceding so early after. You know, it was a game we were looking to get 3 points in, and obviously to come away with no points was disappointing, so we knew tonight we obviously had to come out and try to get 3 points, and we haven't managed to do that, so first win of the competition, so yeah, we're obviously delighted with that.
55 games, it's been a remarkable season, the double and a good run in Europe as well. How do you look back on it?
Yeah, listen, obviously haven't reflected on the season because we're obviously still in it, but it's obviously been a special season for us. It's what we aimed for at the start of the season, to win the double and progress in Europe, and we were able to do that. So obviously it has been a special season.
Yeah, well done, Graham Burke. And he was talking with Tony O'Donoghue there. Shamrock Rovers don't advance, but the win last night worth $400,000 to the club. And Shelburne earned $133,000 with an excellent scoreless draw away in Slovenia against Celje, who were quarter finalists last year. Meanwhile, a weakened Crystal Palace were forced to settle for the playoffs after they were held to a draw by 10-man Finnish team Cups, finished 2-2 at Selhurst Park. Rory McIlroy's stellar successes this year have earned him the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award. The 36-year-old won the Masters in April to complete the Grand Slam of golf's 4 major titles, one of the rarest things in golf. His success makes him the first golfer to win the award since Nick Faldo back in 1989, the year McIlroy was born. He's Ulster's first winner since AP McCoy in 2010. And of course, Rory McIlroy, one of the 12 nominees for the RTE Sports Person of the Year award this weekend. In rugby, Ulster bring their strongest side to the Aviva Stadium for tonight's clash in the ORC with Leinster. The Australian international prop Angus Bell is set to make his first start for Ulster, while Ireland centre Stuart McCluskey returns from a recent injury to start at 12. Amongst the replacements, Ethan McIlroy is in line for a first appearance since suffering an ACL injury in January. Leo Cullen makes 11 changes from the team that battled past Leicester last weekend. Well, on the RTE Rugby podcast, Bernard Jackman has been talking about how effective the Ulster attack is under their attack coach Mark Sexton.
Is it going to be ball in hand, which they have been doing, or are they going to go look to turn Leinster and find that kick space, or will it be a mixture of both? Their attack is humming, but again, it's a lovely opportunity for Leinster to really, I suppose, what Leinster's profile is, Leinster's belief or philosophy is, we're going to test our opposition skill set, and they won't be able to execute what they want against us. And you often see a lot of teams not really playing a lot of face play because they don't want to lose energy in attack. Whereas I think Ulster are one of the few teams at the moment who have still kept the philosophy that they want to build phases. So I know, I think I said last week, one of the stats that they had was the Racing concede more tries than anyone else after five phases. But that suited Ulster. Like, there's no point if you're a team who go hard for three phases trying to change too much because of the opposition. But Ulster's philosophy is play, keep the ball, and again, you would love to see how that plays out against the Leinster defence, who are going to have changes in it as well because of squad rotation. I heard Saracens are having a look at Richie Murphy, who's off contract in the summer, apparently. So that's interesting. So his progress and his little rebuild with Ulster is starting to make waves in the UK. And obviously you'd hope that Ulster, Rory Best, obviously in there now, that they could just get that coaching staff locked down because they have done a great job. I also think for the Ulster players, like who have maybe been disappointed not to be more involved with Ireland, because they're not in the European Cup, their interpros become even more important for them in terms of laying down a marker. And obviously, it looks like they're going to get, because you've rotated, they'll be pretty strong this weekend in particular. So I think that's a big step up for them.
Yeah, that's Bernard Jackman. Leinster versus Ulster kicks off at 7:45 at the Aviva with live commentary on Radio 1 Extra. In boxing, Anthony Joshua weighed in almost 2 stone heavier than YouTuber Jake Paul for tonight's controversial heavyweight bout. Heavyweights don't normally have to make a weight, but Joshua was required to come in under 17 stone 7, which reflects the gulf in experience between the fighters. He tipped the scale at 17 stone 5. Paul's weighing in 15 stone 7. The ring, by the way, has been made a little bit bigger as well, which gives Jake Paul room to run away from Joshua. It's a bit of a
2 stones a lot, Des.
Yeah, it's massive, yeah, and it's just done for TV. Jake Paul is making a lot of money out of these fights. In darts, 3 times world champion Michael van Gerwen was given a fright but eventually overcame Japanese debutant Mitsuhiko Tatsunami 3-1 at the World Championship. In the third Ashes cricket test, Travis Head hit a century for Australia off 146 balls this morning, and they've a big lead now, Australia. Australia reached 239 for 4 at the close, and the Aussies lead by 315 runs. The Irish women's cricket team play South Africa today, and racing is at Dundalk.